Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Well, hi, friends. My name is Ryan Paulson, and I'm the lead pastor at Emmanuel Faith Community Church. It is my joy to bring you today's audio Daily Phil devotional. It's entitled The Power of Words. In his book, The Ledge, author Jim Davidson recounted the story of a climbing accident he experienced in 1992. He and his friends climbed Mount Rainier, and on the way down, the two climbers fell 80 feet through a snow bridge into a glacial crevasse. His friend and climbing partner, Mike Price, sadly died upon impact. Davidson told the story of how he stood next to his deceased friend, and the words of his father started rushing back to his mind. See, Jim's dad had shown undue confidence in his son. He had employed him, believed in him, and encouraged him throughout his life. And so, with minimal gear and no experience in ice climbing at that level, Jim spent the next 5 hours climbing out. In his book, Jim tells of the way that throughout the whole ordeal, he kept recalling the words of his dad. And 5 arduous hours later, thanks to his father's words, Jim climbed out of the crevasse to safety. See, words have the ability to shape worlds. Like seeds, they get planted in our head and our heart, and eventually they bear fruit. They can make us believe or doubt, flounder or flourish, fail or fly. The scriptures speak very poignantly about the power of words. Listen to the way James 3 recounts the expulsive power of the tongue. He wrote, "A bit in the mouth of a horse controls the whole horse. A small rudder on a huge ship in the hands of a skilled captain sets a course in the face of the strongest winds. A word out of your mouth may seem of no account, but it can accomplish nearly anything, or it can destroy it." That's James chapter 3, verses 3 through 5 in the Message paraphrase. A word can accomplish nearly anything, or it can destroy it. A word can either make or destroy a life. Wow, that is quite a drastic statement. Researchers have found that on average, 16,000 words come out of your mouth every single day. That adds up to a gigantic 860.3 million words in the average American lifetime. So, how are you using your words? How are you leveraging the power of the tongue? Gossip, slander, hatred and condescension have the ability to destroy. But on the other hand, phrases like, "I believe in you," or "I'm with you," or "I appreciate you," have the ability to cause flourishing and vitality. What a gift we have at the tip of our tongue. I want to encourage you to take some time today to encourage someone. Maybe it's through a written note or a text message. Maybe you could set up a time to go on a walk or have lunch with someone. Whatever you do, take the time to speak life into them and trust that God will use it to encourage them. Hey, let me take a moment to pray for you as you go about your day and by God's power become an encourager in the lives of those around you. Father, thank you so much for your grace and your mercy to us. Thank you for encouraging us, for coming alongside of us, and for loving us. And Jesus, I pray that more and more you would make us into people that speak life into the lives of others. We love you, and we are grateful to be on mission with you. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen. Hey, thanks for joining us today, friends. I hope you have a great rest of your day. Grace and peace to you.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.